Well, hey, fancy seeing you here. It's been a minute, hasn't it? What? About 2 months now? 2 months? Yeah. It was definitely before Christmas. If my memory serves me correctly. Yeah. Sure, come on in. I was just about to make myself a cup of tea. Don't be angry though, it's a Yorkshire blend. Kind of cheated on the typical Irish leaves, but so yeah. Still take milk and two sugars. Brilliant, grand. Just make yourself comfortable on the couch. Don't be silly, it's all right. Have a seat. There you go, drink up while it's still hot. I'm fine, why wouldn't I be fine? Oh, but the way you disappeared like that. Really, I'm over it. Bygones be bygones and all that. It's fine. As long as we're still friends, it's seriously, you don't need to keep bringing it up. It's fine. It's in the past. I forgive you. I don't mind. We're friends. That's it. Well, since you're asking, I was a little wee bit upset. If I remember correctly, you know what it was, actually. That's right, we were supposed to meet at the cafe and you just never showed up. Yeah, actually, if you look at my phone, I texted you and I've emailed you, I've left you voice messages. Now that you mention it, Christ, that was a little bit shite. In fact, I actually thought quite a bit. Afterwards, what wonderful, brilliant life event could have come up to make you stand me up and then disappear like that? I mean, you left your laptop in the in, and I'm keeping that, just so you know. Grand. So let's talk about that, shall we then? If you, since you really wanted to get up. What exactly were you going through when we met? Let me remind you. You'd just been sacked. Your mum had died. And your best friend had kicked you out. Your mate kicked you out. And knowing you just barely 2 weeks, I let you move in here. I fucking let you have my bed. That's right. Oh, I forgot about that. Jeez, what an ass. It's all right, seriously though. I've barely thought about you. But you know the thing is, how's the tea, by the way? Grand. But you know the thing is, I'd actually started to fall for you. It's really embarrassing to admit, but it's a funny story actually. Remember the day you asked me to buy something sexy for you, but just as friends, just for play, and you wanted to try that thing that you were too embarrassed to ask other people to try. And we did it. And it's kind of funny how you disappeared after that happened. Were you embarrassed? Are you afraid that I'm going to tell people that you have a weird kink or something? Why would I ever do that? I respect your privacy. I don't know. It's not like I followed you. Oh, it's not like I've memorized your new address. Of course not. Of course, it is really funny though. I noticed. I think I heard some rumors about you with some tall, leggy, blonde girl. Is that true? I might have heard that in passing from someone. No, I'm not upset. It's fine. It's fine. I only told you that you were. We had an agreement. We were supposed to be friends. You were my friend. You were supposed to be my friend. And you were for 2 weeks. And then you got bored or embarrassed or sick of me. I'm not sure what. I'm wondering, are you actually horny? Are you wanting to try that thing again? Is that why you come round? No? Well, good, because that ship has sailed. The truth is, I don't ever want to fuck you ever again. That's the actual truth. This thing coursing through my veins isn't lust anymore. It's something different. I'm not. I quite can't quite paint. Is it? No, it's not anger. It's something else. I'm not sure. I'm at a loss for words, really. I just can't quite believe that it actually happened the way it happened. I mean, we met and we decided that we were friends, and that was that. And then we decided to be friends with Benny's, which is fine. And nothing else. Nothing else. But the thing is, with friends, God, I'd think you'd text your friends and let them know where you've disappeared to. Oh, a phone call at least. I mean, you're a bit older, so maybe texting is still a bit new for you, but. See, before we even became friends, we had the talk, we had the discussion. I said, I'm not available emotionally. I don't want friends who just want to be around for a short time. I want to invest in a real friendship. And I invested a lot of time and money in you. Know, it's funny how you told me that you wanted me to open up to you. I told you that I was really guarded because I'd been hurt so many times. And I was sick of sleeping with blokes and having them run off. And we had a conversation or eight about that. And you assured me that we were primarily first and foremost friends. And what happened? You just disappeared. It wasn't easy enough. It was too difficult, was it? What exactly was difficult about texting me maybe once a day? What's so difficult about that? Is it really that hard to take your attention away from something once in a 24-hour period? Just typical, fucking, typical male, typical. You lied. All you wanted was to fuck me. That's all you wanted. You pretended. You were really, really, really sneaky though. You told me you wanted to be my friend, and you know girls love to hear that. Because they think, oh, if he just wants to be my friend, well, I'm safe there. You fucking bastard. How's that tea? Yeah. Your eyes are looking a bit dilated. What's going on there? Yeah, your pupils are really big. You think that I poisoned you? Really? You think that I'm. What do you think I'm crazy? That's because I did. I did put drugs in there. You feeling a bit sleepy and a bit loose there? By all means, stand up and leave. You can go. Go on. What, you can't move your legs? How does it feel to be humiliated? How does it feel to know that I'm over you? I don't fucking think about you that way anymore. I just want revenge. You tricked me. You lied. And as soon as a girl came by, a pretty girl, a prettier girl, you fucked off. Now here you are on my couch, in my flat, and you can't move. Sorry about that, but I'm going to be I'm going to be removing these pants. Yeah? You don't mind, do you? If you mind, why don't you just stop me? Just take your hand and push mine away. Oh, you can't. I knew you wouldn't mind. There we go. The fuck is this, a girl with big tats sitting next to you and you can't even get it up for her? What are we gonna do to get it up? Because we can't be having this, can we? That's right, you can't move your hands, so I guess it's gotta be me. Alright, let's get you. Really don't want to be doing this. You have no idea. You're not even that big, really. I'd say adequate. You know, in the whole time we were seeing each other, I don't think I ever actually gave you a proper hand job, did I? So what do you think about my skills? Yeah? You like watching me jerk you off? I don't know. I you're not really reacting either way. It's funny though. I can't tell if you're enjoying it. Well, I mean, you could argue that you are, but mentally, are you enjoying this? Knowing that I'm getting you hard with my hand, because I'm getting you primed and ready. I'm sorry. We just gotta keep going now. That's right. Get you nice and hard. I'm not even really enjoying this, you know that? You're pathetic. But I'm gonna make you come anyway. And you wanna know a secret? You're gonna come inside me. That's right. Because I stopped taking my tablets. My birth control tablets, and I think I want to have your baby, because you know that job you just got, that high paying job, I think I want a little slice of that. God. This is ridiculous. You're not even worth this time, and yet here I am jerking you off for free. I wonder what you're thinking in that head of yours. You're thinking. It doesn't matter. You're still thinking the things you always thought before about how you're much better than everyone else. You think you're one of those men that think he's better than... Oh, I remember that conversation we had where I was teasing you. Remember that? And I said, you think you're so smart. And you actually said, what was it? Well, I'm just smarter than 95% of the world based on my IQ. Is that something like that? Something like that, yeah? Bullshit. I think you're ready. You can just sit there and watch while I climb on top of you in your lap. Remember when you used to want this? Remember that? God, I've got to put it in too. Oh, it doesn't even feel that good, really. Let's just get this over with. I should just shoot that seed inside me. That fucking load in me and make me pregnant. Then you'll regret ever crossing paths with me. Because we'll have a little bairn that we'll share forever. That's right. I don't even want to kiss you and make out with you. I just want to fucking get this over with. Fuck. Lucky for me, we know it never takes you very long, does it? Just a little bit of hip rotation there. Oh, I feel it. You're for pathetic fucking spunk. Luckily, it only takes one sperm. It's too bad that I'm not attracted to you anymore because you know how much I would have loved to have licked all that up. But I think now I'm just gonna go out and do my errands. Yeah. You can let yourself out. And you may or may not be hearing from me in the next 9 months. Well, in 9 months or so. Fuck you.